I'm going to continue on with what we were looking at yesterday. We were looking in the book of Ephesians, and in Ephesians chapter 3, I was reading verses 16 and 17, and this is the prayer that Paul is offering up to the Ephesians as he is speaking to them and just kind of praying to them in this regard. And it says in verse number 16, talking about Jesus Christ, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. We talked about what all that meant yesterday, about being strengthened, about the inner man, what that meant. Verse number 17 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, verse number 18, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. So, as we continue on from yesterday, this is the prayer that Paul has, and Paul's wanting us to understand the love of Jesus Christ. He's wanting us to experience that love of Jesus Christ. Now, as we look at verse number 17, and I read this yesterday from the Amplified Bible, listen to the way this really brings out exactly what what's being said. May Christ through your faith actually dwell. So may Christ through your faith, and we talked about this yesterday, that is your choosing to believe what the Word says. It's your believing the promises in spite of what the situation, the circumstances, life may say. It's you saying, I'm not looking at that. I am looking at what the Word says, and I'm choosing to believe. When you, by faith, agree and line up with the Word of God, you're going to see the power of God, which is what it was saying, and we see that even further in Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to see that even more. You see that power of God, but he also says, may Christ through your faith. It's your believing. It's your lining yourself with the Word of God. You're agreeing with the Word. It is your faith. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell. Now, you know that Christ is in you because of who you are in Jesus, because you're saved. When you accepted Jesus' sacrificial work, you were saved. He dwells in you. The Holy Spirit has made your spirit, which was dead spiritually, which was unplugged from that spiritual realm, which was disconnected from God, is made alive through the Holy Spirit, and through the Holy Spirit is connected directly, plugged back in, directly connected once again to the heavenly kingdom, to the heavenly realms, to God the Father, which is why we can go boldly before the throne of grace. So through faith, Christ actually dwells within you. So because of that, Jesus Christ himself, by your faith, by your believing what the Word says, Jesus Christ himself actually dwells, settles down, abides, makes his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. Jesus Christ is in you. And if you have a hard time understanding that love of Christ, and if you have a hard time experiencing that love, and if you have a hard time sharing that love with others, if when people talk about the love of Christ, it seems like it's some kind of a conceptual reality that you know that there's a greater love than perhaps you've understood or you've experienced something greater, but you've not been able to really apprehend it or lay hold of it or understand it. But you know that it's there. If you know that that love is there and you would love to be able to on the receiving end, and you are on the receiving end, but you would like to fully understand that, grasp it, as Paul says, to be able to understand what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of that love. If this is something, you know what, is already available to you because that love is already within you because Christ dwells within you. That love is already residing in you, permanently in you. And Paul's wanting us to be rooted deeply in that love and founded securely upon that love. You are founded securely on that love. But here's how you get yourself rooted in that love. The more that we understand what that love is, and we can go back and look at verse number 16, may he grant you out of that rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man. So the Holy Spirit himself is indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ, through your faith, through your agreeing with it, through your knowledge of that, actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. And I talked yesterday about how when you read through the book of John, you can see, or any of the books that John wrote, you can see that love of God because John had a revelation. John had a revelation before Jesus had fulfilled his work and before Jesus had overcome sin and death, before Jesus did the work on the cross, rose again, ascended to the Father, before all that was done, John still had a revelation because in the Gospels he always referred to himself as the one whom Jesus loved. He understood that love of Jesus. And certainly when you read through his books, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, when you read, you know, about revelation, you see again and again and again, you see that John had that revelation, that truly deep-rooted revelation of the love of Jesus Christ. And you know what? Just because John had it, we can read that. It's, well, you know, that was John. That's not me. I don't deserve that kind of love, and I've never understood that kind of love, and I don't think I could ever receive that kind of love. That's the love that is already inside of you. It's Christ dwelling within you. It's in you. It's up to you and I to decide whether or not, if I agree with that, I believe that, and I agree with it, and in faith I say, I believe that love is in me. The more that you put your faith in that love, the more you have confidence, regardless, we talked about this yesterday, it's not how you feel, because your feelings are not going to give you the perception of what's taking place in the spiritual realm. Your feelings are not going to give you the perceptions of being strengthened, of being reinforced, as we talked about in the verse number 16 yesterday. Your feelings are not going to perceive those things. You just have to, in faith, know it. It's making that choice to say, I believe it because it's what the Word says, and so I choose to believe it. So whether or not you feel at this moment, whether or not you feel that love of Jesus Christ, and if you would say, well, I've never experienced that love of Christ is in you because Christ is in you. That love is in you. Regardless of whether you feel it or not, it's in you. When you can get to the place that you can say, I believe it because it's what the Word says, I can read, I can see, I can comprehend the love of Christ by reading the Word. I just haven't experienced it in my life, but I believe it. And so in faith, I believe it's inside of me. This is how you make yourself deeply rooted in that love, because it's not based on what you feel. It's when you, in faith, agree with what the Word says, that love is in me. You're going to start to experience. That love is going to be manifested, and you will start to experience. When by faith you say, it doesn't matter what I feel, I know that the love of Christ is in me. You're going to start to see that love manifested. And when that love is manifested, it's going to pour out of you as well. It changes you, but it also changes and affects and impacts the lives of those around you as well. And Paul says all this to us because he wants us to experience the depth of that love. That's why in verse 18 he says, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. Speaking about his love. He wants you to experience all that that love has. Now, that love is already in you because Jesus Christ is in you. Have you experienced all that? And I have to stop and kind of think about this for a second. Because think about, again, this is the difference between our natural world and the natural realm that we live in, as opposed to the spiritual realm, that which is that place where we will dwell. Now, we're still connected to it through the Holy Spirit. But it's where Jesus is. It's Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father. It's the kingdom of God. It's that spiritual realm that is more real than this physical realm. It's just that we can't perceive it with our natural senses. Well, let's just think about our natural senses for a second. Because with our natural senses, we perceive this natural world in three dimensions. I mean, if you try to describe to somebody a box, and you want to give them the measurements of the box, if you want somebody to be able to reproduce a box that is the same kind of box that you have, you have to give them the measurements. And so you're going to give them measurements for the length, measurements for the height, and measurements for the depth as well. You have the width, the depth, and the length. Because it's so wide, it's so deep, and it's so long. And this is how we perceive the natural world. Everything in our perception we see in three dimensions. The width, the height, and the depth. This is three-dimensional perception and understanding. Height, width, depth. This is how great, this is how awe-inspiring the love of Christ that is in you. The love of Jesus Christ that is right now. If you are a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus, the purity, the light, the love of Jesus is in you, dwells within you. Settle down, abiding, making its permanent home within you. Again, it's regardless of whether you feel it or not, that's a true statement. I don't feel that love. You know what? You're trying to feel something. Your feelings are not going to perceive that. You have to know it. You have to accept it. You have to believe it. And in faith, you have to stand on it. The love of Jesus Christ is in me. And it's when I say the words, and it's when I line up with, and when it's my words agree with what His Word says, I will start to get the manifestation. That love will become a reality to me. It's not that I feel it, although that will eventually be the effect. That will eventually be one of the byproducts of it. But it will manifest itself. It will manifest itself in me. I will come to fully understand it, and it will pour out of me. So if we understand things in this life in three dimensions, height, width, and depth, I want you to see that love that is in you, that love of Jesus Christ that dwells within you, that's made its permanent home inside of you because Jesus Christ is inside of you. Oh, I don't feel it. Doesn't matter what you feel. It's the truth of the Word. And you have to accept it and you have to believe it. This is the starting point. You have to believe that that love is in you, regardless of whether or not you feel it today. In the fullness of the power of that love. And how great is that love? How great is it? And you know, if you try to feel it, you're trying to feel it based on things that are, again, from your natural perceptions and your natural understanding of things. And that's impossible. Because your feelings are tied to this natural world. That natural world which sees things and perceives things in three dimensions. Height, width, and depth. But I want you to see when Paul's describing the love of Jesus Christ, listen to what he says. Speaking about the love of Christ that's in you, may be able to comprehend, so you may be able to comprehend. Paul is saying, it's his prayer, and it's God's granted you the ability through your faith. You've got to believe it. Through faith, you may comprehend. Maybe you haven't up to this moment. Paul is saying, through faith, through believing, not what you feel, but what you know the Word says, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, speaking of the love of God. Paul is saying to you and I, the love of Jesus Christ is in you, not based on feelings, based upon this is what the Word says, and it's the truth. And if you want to start to be able to comprehend that love, you have to believe that that love is there in faith. And in faith, if you will say, it doesn't matter whether I feel His love today, I know His love with all the benefits of that love and all the power of that love and all the victories of that love and all the overcoming of that love and all the strength and the power that enables me to do and to accomplish the things that He has set forth for me today, that's the love that is in me. And for me to comprehend that, I have to believe that that is true. And once I believe, not based on feeling, but once I believe in faith that that's true, then I will be able to comprehend that love. How great is that love? Well, it's greater than your feelings. You're trying to feel the love of God. Your feelings, even if it could perceive the love of God, it still would not fully be able to because your feelings are part of who you are. It's part of this natural world. It's part of your body. It's part of the perceptions that we have built into us in this natural world that we dwell in. And those things are limited to the three dimensions, height, width, and depth. But Paul is saying that you'll be able to begin to comprehend the love of God, the greatness of the love of God, the fullness of the love of God, the power of the love of God in you. You'll be able to comprehend that when you believe it by faith. And how great is that love? It goes beyond the dimensions that we can't understand. In other words, we can't even begin to describe with our natural minds trying to understand or comprehend, with our ability to speak, with our ability to put into words, it's impossible for us to fully understand the greatness of that love of Jesus that resides in you. And so when we say, well, I love somebody else, and I love my coworkers, I love my family, I love my spouse. When we say the word love, too many times we say that word love with a earthly, natural, fleshly, carnal, manly kind of love, which is very limited. But the love of Christ that is in you goes far beyond any other love you've ever experienced in your life. And so that even the dimensions of our understanding in this world, which is limited to three dimensions, and yet Paul says, to fully understand the love of Christ, you'll be able to comprehend the breadth, the depth, the width, and the height. That's more dimensions than we can even begin to perceive or understand. That is the greatness of the love of Jesus Christ that dwells within you. Don't say today, well, I've never felt that love. I've never experienced that love. Don't say that, because today, yesterday, is from the day that you accepted Jesus Christ. He dwells within you. He's made his permanent home within you. He dwells within you, and so that love dwells within you. That kind of love that you say you've never experienced, it is in you. It's waiting for you and me to bring it out. That love is in me. It's waiting for me to bring it out. I do that not by saying, well, I don't feel his love. It's by saying in faith, I know that love that goes beyond my ability to even explain with human words and my limited human brain, it's beyond my capabilities to even explain the greatness and the magnitude and the full dimensions of what that love is and what that love means. But when I say in faith, I know that love is in me, I believe it, not based on experience, not based on feelings. And that doesn't mean you haven't felt it. You know, many of you say, well, I thought I had felt. Well, I'm sure you have. Once you believe it, and once in faith you say, I believe that love is in you, you will feel it. But the feeling is not what justifies or is the proof. The feeling is the byproduct of once I fully believe that love, the depth of that love dwells within me. It's in me and it can come out of me. If I believe it in faith, it will be manifested. It's when I believe it in faith, when my words and my faith agrees with what his word says, which says his love is in me, when my words and my faith agrees with that, that love that is in me starts to be manifested. It starts to become reality. And so I begin to comprehend it, even though I can't fully understand it. And one of the byproducts of it is I do feel that love. But that feeling is a byproduct of it. It's not the qualifier. It's not the evidence of it. It's a byproduct. It's one of the benefits of it. But you're feeling that love and experiencing, you're feeling that love does not fully express the depth of that love. But as it's manifested, you get more and more understanding. Paul said you'll comprehend that which is, truthfully, impossible for us to comprehend in our natural minds. You'll comprehend it inside of your soul because the Spirit's making it clear. But it's beyond our natural abilities. Let me read verse number 19 and conclude with this. Paul wants us to comprehend that love of Christ. The depth, the height, the width, the length, the multi-dimensions, that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses knowledge. Without experience, that you may be filled through all of your being unto the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of divine presence, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. That is awesome. And maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. That's what God has for you, and that's what he wants you to experience. That's what Jesus wants you to experience, because he is, and his love is in you. That's exciting. And that love goes beyond what you could ever begin to express with your natural mind. That love is in you. In faith, believe it. And as you believe it, it's going to manifest itself in you.